None but the hungry heart. 3:19. Effortless grace. God called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me. Galatians 1:15-16. Just think. Our Father has placed us in eternal and living union with his Son, that he, not we, may be. Moreover, he has placed his Holy Spirit eternally within us, that he, not we, may do. Further, he has given us the necessary faith and scripture that we may rest in this wonderful reality, trusting him to will and to do of his good pleasure. This is a far cry from futile struggle and frustrating self-effort. Christians, in the main, groan and strive and struggle largely on the basis of human effort, where the grace of God, though acknowledged, is scarcely operative, only to come to grief. Even at their best, they find the purpose of the Lord Jesus remains an ideal infinitely beyond their reach. The trouble lies in the fact that they are proceeding from the wrong basis. God does not expect them, as a result of their own endeavours, to be like the Lord Jesus. He expects them to realise the utter impossibility of such a thing, as in Romans 7, where Paul comes to the end of himself. He expects them to know the Lord Jesus as their very life, disowning any other. He expects them to realise their position of absolute oneness with Christ, for he has blessed them with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:7.